Thank you for the honor and the privilege of standing before you this morning. And hopefully as we open our Bibles and study some together that we might be encouraged by the things that God has given us in His Word. This morning, I want to talk to you about past mistakes, how to deal with them. We're going to be looking into a study in the lives of Peter and Judas as we think about that. There's another passage that I want to begin with to maybe bring some things to your mind as we look into this lesson and maybe see the importance of it in our life. There's a passage that I've run into many times and thought about it every time I see it. Ecclesiastes 1 and verse 18 says, "For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow." I think all of us would agree as you get on down the road in life, you look back and you see mistakes that you've made, choices that you've made in life that have scarred you and harmed you in some way, has caused pain to yourself and to others. Sin that you may have committed in your life that's harmed and hurt in a very deep and bad way. Sometimes in those situations, in the midst of them, we're hard to be taught and we're hard to listen. But sometimes when there's difficulty and problems, you get on down out away from it sometimes, and you can look back and as you look at the situation, you think, you know, if I'd had a different attitude about that, maybe that would have been different. Or, I realize now that I was wrong. Or, look at the damage that I've done and destruction I've caused in families' lives and my own. I guess some of us have said things like that at some point in our lives. It's hard to drive by a playground and see the little children playing, how innocent that they are, that they will grow up to be adults and that they'll make the same choices that are not good as you did. And you look at them and you hurt for them. You think about their life and some choices that they could make. And so maybe for a couple different reasons, to avoid, for some of our young people, to maybe avoid some of the pitfalls in life and avoid the many tears that will come later in your life, is to try to take heed of what God's trying to tell you in His Word, that you can have much peace as you can. And not when you get later in life that you look back over it and think, if I'd just only done some things different, or burn yourself out in some way to where that you have a hard time functioning mentally and physically as well. As we look at these two lives, I'd like to first get you to consider the life of Peter and consider some things about his life. You know, Jesus had the apostles that were near and dear to them. As we look at these two, we think about events that took place in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And we highlight on some of the things that took place and mistakes that both of these made, and where one made things right and where the other one didn't. And they serve as a great example for us. Peter, when you think about him, he denied Jesus in front of a few people. Jesus had spoken to them about what was going to come about and that he would be arrested, put on trial, and that he would be crucified. When Jesus was arrested, Peter followed close by and was with a group of people and warming himself by a fire and moving along near the temple there. Different ones spoke to him, and we hear what he has to say as he denies the Lord, as Jesus had said that he would. In Matthew 26 and verse 69, "Now Peter sat outside in the courtyard, and a servant girl came to him, saying, 'You also were with Jesus of Galilee.' But he denied it before them all, saying, 'I do not know what you're saying.' And when he had gone out to the gateway, another girl saw him and said to those who were there, 'This fellow also was with Jesus of Nazareth.' But again he denied with an oath, 'I do not know the man,' he said. And a little later, those who stood by came up and said to Peter, Surely you're also one of them, for your speech betrays you. Then he began to curse and to swear, saying, I do not know the man. Immediately, a rooster crowed. And Peter remembered the word of Jesus, who had said to him, before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. So he went out and he wept bitterly. We've probably read that many times. But this is what happened to Peter. Sometime later, we find that he, in fact, turns his life around. And on the day of Pentecost, he confesses Jesus in front of thousands of people as he preached the gospel to them. And he says in verse 22, men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, the man attested by God to you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know. Him being delivered by the determined purpose and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. Just earlier, Peter was afraid for his life. As they came to arrest Jesus, they scattered and left him alone. Something happened in Peter's life. And now, he lays the charge against the very ones who were responsible for putting Jesus to death. A great difference in courage. Notice again, as we look at his life, we have these two changing events. But what he continued to do in his life, he lived the rest of his life continuing to serve God, striving to please him. Now, as we look at the life of Peter, we notice that he was very forward in many instances and wasn't flawless and had been corrected on several occasions. But Peter always strove to do what was right. And what we find is that when that's made, there's acknowledgement of it as well. I want you to notice what he states in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 12 through 15. He says, for this reason I will not be negligent to remind you always of these things. If you notice the first part of the chapter dealing with characteristics that need to be added in the Christian life, and that these things should be there, and that it gives us some assurance and so forth. But then he says that he is going to remind us of these things, though you know and are established in the present truth. Yes, I think it is right, as long as I am in this tent, or body, is what he's speaking of, to stir you up by reminding you, knowing that shortly I must put off my tent, or my body, just as our Lord Jesus Christ showed me. Moreover, I will be careful to ensure that you always have a reminder of these things